fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the second day of August, year of our Lord 2018, and welcome to the John Moore Show. We don't have any really serious breaking news to discuss, so we'll skip that. Prepper tip of the day. It's a question. Do you have your safe haven? Do you? We're going to talk more about that. We're going to have open lines this first half hour. Tom Berryhill will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the energy cleaner and have our drawing for the energy cleaner promotion at the bottom of the hour. In hour two, we'll have open lines also. Let's talk about safe haven. If you've got any questions or comments, want to join us in discussion, you're certainly welcome to at 800-313-9443. So what is a safe haven? It's going to vary. It's a matter of personal discretion, personal decision, your circumstances, what you're concerned about. All those things play into it. I advocate a hobby farm in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks. That's what I advocate. That's not the only way to do it, but it's the way I propose that people certainly think about doing. It could be in an urban area, difficult but doable, depending on the circumstances. Suburban, same thing, difficult but doable. Short term, long term would be very difficult in an urban suburban setting for a number of reasons, mostly due to the resources necessary to do it and that kind of thing. So what are your concerns? What your safe haven is going to look like is going to be dependent first on what are your concerns. And to help you reach that decision, we have a short article at my website titled Field Training Exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. I initially came up with that idea for the field training exercise as a way to give people a date to focus on. Not so much the circumstance, not so much the scenario, but a date, because people are always looking for a date. So I give them a date. basically pulled it out of a hat, December 31st, 2018. On the 1st of January, I'll change it to read December 31st, 2019. That's what I'll be doing. That's only 5 months away, by the way. So what do you, I list five here. There could be others. And there's no reason why two or more could not happen at the same time. Now, number one, we have economic collapse leading to civil disorder. That doesn't seem to be a high priority matter at the moment. The economy is doing things, very positive things, in a very short period of time. The 18 months since Donald Trump's taken the presidency, we have phenomenal growth in the economy. So let's set that off to the side for the time being. Number two, World War III. Well, there's some interesting articles published recently about the deep state in Russia and that Vladimir Putin is not part of it. I don't know a whole lot about that. I think Jeff Nyquist and I could probably talk more about that more intelligently. I'd say there's a high likelihood there is a deep state situation in Russia. Is it possible that Vladimir Putin is not part of it? Well, I suppose. I don't know. China, there's a wild card for you. People say, oh, why would China go to war with us? They're one of our biggest trading partners. We're their biggest market to sell their stuff. My response is the following. You're thinking like an American. You're not thinking like a Chinaman. These are the people that murdered 50 million of their own people to achieve their goal of a complete and total communist victory in China. If these people would murder 50 million of their own people, what would they do to Americans to achieve their goal? What harm would they cause to their economy to achieve their goal? Think about that. I've been getting reports for more than 20 years, 25 years, I'd say, of Russian and Chinese subversion in this country, sleeper cells, nuclear weapons in this country, military bases, and I got a firsthand report, my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, on my radio show a number of years ago. He got on a Black Hawk helicopter at MacDill Air Force Base, there in Florida, with Special Operations Commandos, flew across the Gulf of Mexico right into a Russian military base in Mexico. He made that statement right here on the air, my friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page. So I think we need to have World War III as certainly a clear and present danger. Number three, rapid onset violent earth changes. Eventually, these things will happen. Eventually. Not right now. We've got some bizarre things going on. We've got a tremendous amount of seismic activity. I think 40, 43 active volcanoes right now. Pretty bizarre weather, to say the least. Whoever heard of the first day of August in south central Missouri, waking up to being 56 degrees. Nobody's complaining about it, but it is pretty unusual. Number four, widespread terrorist attacks. Well, I'm going to throw in there civil disorder. Civil disorder can be linked to other things. You know, number one is linked to economic collapse, but civil disorder can be linked to other things. Now, this coming Saturday, August the 4th, there is some concern about what may be happening in Portland, Oregon, when a patriot group is got a permit for a peaceful rally, and the Antifa communists are planning to show up, many of them bearing firearms, while the patriot group, of course, are going to be armed. Is that a prescription for disaster? Of course it is. The speculation surrounds the aftermath of what might happen there if there is violence, especially if there's fatalities, with the George Soros people all over the United States, in the major cities anyway, coming out and getting active in the streets. So that's something, it's another clear and present danger. And last and not least, natural or man-made EMP. Now, I'm working with a cattle rancher in my neighborhood, him and his brother-in-law. They ran across a well-written book on the effects of EMP. They got very concerned. They approached me. It's been right at three and a half years ago about community preparedness in our zip code in Davisville, 65456, and I agreed to help them. It's been a good working relationship, and I'm about ready to get back with these two men and start working on some details that need to be thought out in advance. The concept they have is good. They have a 400-plus acre cattle ranch. I'm not sure how many head of cattle it can support, but right now they're running 100 head of cattle. I'm sure they could probably double that herd with the amount of land they've got, the pasture they've got, plenty of water, I think there's at least two, maybe three springs. But the goal of the cattle rancher is to set up a safe haven. I recently introduced him to a gentleman. He's here from Yugoslavia, speaks perfect English, better than some of my hillbilly neighbors. Very resourceful guy with a couple of teenage children. Very resourceful. He has some very interesting and important skill sets. And the two of them just met last week, and they're working on getting to know each other and work out the parameters of how their working relationship is going to be. I do want to talk to the cattle rancher about how to move forward from this point. He's got some ideas, and they're good ideas. They do need some tweaking. They do need to be firmed up. And most important, this hasn't been discussed yet, at least not between he and I, people he's coming on board that he would like to recruit and come on board. There has to be a working relationship in writing. What the responsibility of the people coming on board is, what the responsibility of the cattle ranch and the cattle rancher owner is, it needs to be in writing. I've seen several instances over the years, over the decades, where verbal agreements are misunderstood. That's pretty much expected. Verbal agreements will be misunderstood. If it's ink on paper and it's done properly, there's a far less likelihood of misunderstanding. Now, granted, there could still be some misunderstanding, but if the document is properly drafted and carefully gone over by both parties, it's a dramatic reduction in the possibility of misunderstandings coming up, a dramatic reduction. Protecting 400 acres. Now, the perimeter of that place is probably, I'm going to say, about two and a half miles to ride around the perimeter. I don't know that he's got a perimeter path yet. I know he's got different paths cut through the forest connecting the various fields. The entire place is fenced on the perimeter, but cross-fencing has not been completely done. I've already started actively encouraging cross-fencing. Now, cross-fencing, a good-sized ranch like that, is expensive and time-consuming. I suggested that at least he inventory the fence posts and the barbed wire. Then at least he's got in hand, in inventory, what's needed to do the cross-fencing. Now, there's the main reason cattle ranchers use cross-fencing is to have the cattle move from one pasture to another so that they can be grazing on one pasture while the other pasture is recovering from being grazed on. That's the legitimate use of cross-fencing in a cattle ranch. However, there's a secondary use when it comes to protection of the cattle, and that would be to have the ability to move the cattle to a protected area every night so that they would have less chance of cattle rustling taking place. I've only worked one cattle rustling case in my career, going back to 1973 when I began as a criminal defense investigator. Well, actually, there was a second one that it could have been cattle rustling, but it ended up being poaching. And we think the criminals were not successful in either poaching deer, which what they stated that they are, getting one of the cattle ranchers' cows. They weren't successful. They did end up being shot up, two out of the three shot, and all three were arrested, and it was a mess. I don't want to go into any details there. It was national news for a day, by the way. The NRA got involved. So getting back to the cattle rancher, it's a what we call a sensory. In Missouri, we have what we call sensory farms. These are farms and ranches that have been owned by the same family continuously for 100 or more years. This particular ranch goes back, I think, to the 19th century. I'm not sure how far back into the 19th century. So it's been in the family a long time, and one of the cattle rancher's goals is to make sure it continues into the rest of this century. And it's a worthwhile goal. And I certainly want to see him achieve that goal. He understands human nature. This is a guy he's my age. He's a veteran of one of the services. He understands human nature pretty well. And he understands that during a long-term crisis, even though his cattle ranch is right at 100 miles away from St. Louis, he knows that the Golden Horde will eventually work its way west by southwest to our area, eventually. And that's what he wants to prepare for, is dealing with the Golden Horde. That would be men and women who are prepared to commit crimes in order to accomplish their goal of staying alive. Not a fun situation, not a pleasant situation. But that is reality, unfortunately. That is reality. Now, some parts of the cattle ranch, some of these fields are right on the public highway. Some parts aren't. The areas that are in view from the public highway are obviously more at risk if the cattle are visible than the ones that aren't. Gaining access to the ranch is fairly easy from not one but two public highways, plus a road, a gravel road. The place is big enough that it stretches out between these different roads. It presents a lot of interesting issues when it comes to security. Rolling hills, dense forests, open pastures. A lot of interesting things to deal with. So we'll be talking about perimeter security, fences, various intrusion devices, perimeter alarms, communications, night vision, all those things. How to secure a 400-plus acre cattle ranch 24/7. How many men and women will it take? What kind of equipment are they going to need? What kind of training are they going to need? It's quite an undertaking. It really is. And it's for me, it's a challenge. I enjoy a challenge of this sort. One of my first questions for him is going to be, what's your budget? Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your...
Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the second day of August. My new video is out. This is my presentation in Prague, Czech Republic. July of last year, I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic. I did a presentation at the Lucerna Great Hall in downtown Prague, a beautiful hall. The video is finally produced, edited, boxed up in a beautiful package, ready for you to take delivery. If you go to my website, there's a banner at the very top left-hand side, a nice colorful banner. Says it's got the wrong title, but Tim Spencer has been on vacation. He hasn't changed it yet. The correct title is Violent Climate Change, What the Government's Been Telling You. Just click on there and you can place your order, and I'll get it out in the mail the next business day. Okay. My friend, the rancher, he and his brother-in-law are very concerned about EMP. They understand the threat of EMP. They understand what it will do to our society, the way it will change our society, the threats that will be a consequence of a EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack. They understand the value of cattle. The regular value is one thing. The enhanced value following that kind of crisis, it would be difficult to calculate the value of cattle after that kind of crisis is in force. It's burdensome. It's a challenge to set up a safe haven where men and women, boys and girls, can be safe, healthy, and happy without the power grid. Yes, our great-grandparents did it. My great-grandfather, veteran of the Civil War, that's the way he lived. I got to see the family home in the mid-1970s, where my grandmother grew up. It was like a log cabin. They had two levels. Main living area was the upper level, and then they had storage and whatever they did on the lower level. I don't know how it all worked out. I'd like to get back and find it again. I have to do some research to find the family homestead from the 19th century. But there aren't many of us that have the skills that men and women had in the 19th century. The skills to gather, grow, preserve, prepare food, for example, without the power grid. To have access to medical care without the power grid, making use of herbs and wild edibles to supplement your diet and to stay healthy with wild edibles, treat wounds and so forth. Gathering water and making sure it's clean and healthy water. Staying warm in the winter. Staying as comfortable as you can in these very unpleasant, high humidity, high heat days. Doing laundry, that's a big deal. Staying clean, that's a big deal. All these things without the power grid, things we take for granted. We don't have the skills. We don't have the equipment. We don't have that knowledge. It can be gotten, but it's going to be a steep learning curve. That first year or two is going to be tough. 9 out of 10 Americans will be dead before the end of the first year. That's my reality. I don't know what yours is, but that's my reality. Majority of those fatalities are from lack of medicine, lack of clean water, starvation, disease, when people's immune system gets compromised because of improper nutrition, then they're susceptible to disease they otherwise would not be. It's not being able to wash your hands properly. That would lead to disease, wouldn't it? So it's a challenge to set up a safe haven without the power grid being part of the equation. No access, at least no easy access to spare parts. No Amazon.com having that big, beautiful brown UPS truck dropping whatever you need off at your door 2 to 3 days after you order it. It's a real challenge. It really is. And the planning that goes into something like that is extremely comprehensive and detailed. It needs to be. There's no alternative. It needs to be detailed and comprehensive. And the men and women involved have to be resourceful, diligent, hardworking, inquisitive, all those things in order to meet these challenges. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. We'll talk about my favorite product, the Energy Cleaner. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 2nd day of August. These are the 24 minutes I look forward to every week. We take 24 minutes to talk about a marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner. We begin these discussions with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well, Tom, I got a text message from Tim Spencer about 2 hours ago. 2 hours ago, he finished a 550-mile run from South Florida to Georgia. And he's taking the morning off and sleeping, which he needs to be doing. So hopefully Tim will be with us next week. Well, Tom, it's that time that we look forward to every 2 weeks where we have a drawing of a postcard. I've reached in, I've pulled out the postcard, and we have Wendy. Wendy from Oroville, California. Wendy, I will be contacting you by telephone and or email to let you know that you now have the opportunity to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad 10% off retail. So, Wendy, look forward to, if you're listening, I will be contacting you as soon as the show is over here. Tom, our business, and it's a business and a journey as well, of helping people get their lives back with energy cleaners, continues to move forward, continues to be fun. I just shipped out an energy cleaner yesterday to a gentleman, and I've got everything in stock right now, energy cleaners and all the mattress pads, all the different sizes, ready for immediate shipment, ready to help somebody else, or several somebodies, I should say, get their lives back. And it's, you know, Tom, every time I set one of these boxes on the counter at the little Cherryville post office, and I have this immediately this warm feeling comes up where I think, well, here's another one for the good guys. Here's another listener to the John Morris Show that's going to have more energy, have more things they can do to help themselves, help their family, help our country, because they're now mitigating pain. They're now getting a great night's sleep, with the consequences being they get their life back, and they take this energy to do the things that they want to do. It may be playing golf or fishing or hunting. It may be getting politically active and helping with the Second Amendment or pro-life matters. Or it could be all these things, couldn't it, Tom?
Oh, yeah, all of those, John, all the above. And so many people have pain issues, sleep issues. We can certainly help them. But I also like to remind people that this technology can be used in their garden to get their plants growing larger, faster. And if you're on a trip, so many of us are traveling this time of year, vacations, visiting family in different places, long car trips, that energy cleaner will really help. If you put that travel pad on the seat, you can connect a couple of pads, put one on both of the front seats if you wish, and in the back seats as well if you cared to, and connect all of those to one energy cleaner. You would energize everybody that's traveling at the end of that long trip. They'd still feel refreshed and ready to go. So it's real handy for that.
I don't know if Tim had one connected to the seat of his vehicle or not, him and his wife, Lori. I didn't think to inquire about that, but hopefully they did, because I know for a fact they took the energy cleaner with them on this particular trip. It'd be an interesting thing to find out if they did use it and what the results were. But here's the deal. If you're a new listener, this is radio. We have new listeners every show. That's just part of radio. I compare it to a classroom with a revolving door at the back where there's always new people coming in. The energy cleaner is a healing device. No, it's not a Rife frequency generator. No, it's not a TENS unit. This is different technology. The energy cleaner is about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9D as in Delta, 9D cell batteries, although it could operate on 6R3. And it's very simple. It has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one plug and one LED light. Now, that LED light alternately flashes red or green every few minutes, telling you two things. First of all, that the unit's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. And what do you plug in that one place? Well, you can plug in one of the mattress pads I sell. That's what most people are doing these days, are buying typically a mattress pad for their bed and then a travel pad that they can use on a recliner or use while they're traveling and so forth. So they get it, they set it up, they start sleeping on it, and here's what happens. The signal put out, it's an electrostatic signal. It goes to every cell in your body. Now, normal healthy cells don't get much effect, but the cells that are sluggish and have issues with toxins, those cells get help. They get help flushing out the toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition, and restoring themselves. Now, we focus on pain. Now, most people understand that the pain signal gets from, let's say you got a paper cut on your left index finger. So the pain signal travels from that paper cut to your brain, notifying the brain there's a paper cut, there's pain there. What pain medication does is act as a blocking mechanism to stop that signal from getting to the brain. That's how pain medication works. The energy cleaner doesn't do that. It doesn't block the signal. What the energy cleaner does is go to the source of the pain. It may be this paper cut. Maybe it's arthritis or joint pain or back pain. It doesn't matter. It goes to where the troubled area is and begins healing that troubled area. That's how the energy cleaner works. Now, there's a sizable percentage of American adults who have sleep issues. I don't want to speculate here on the air what that is, but it's a large percentage. It's tens of millions of Americans that have sleep issues. Many of them take over-the-counter or prescription sleep medications, none of which are healthy, all of which are harmful, and of course there's expense involved. So why not get something that's not harmful, is not expensive, and actually works with while it's causing no harm to your body? That would be the energy cleaner. Get your life back. That's what this is all about, getting your life back. Now, once again, going back to the energy cleaner, at my website, when you scroll down the right side to the energy cleaner tile, you can read up on the patent application information. There was a number of diagnostics used to develop the energy cleaner. One of them was Carillion photography. It's a Russian photographic technique going back to the 1930s, where this specific type of camera can photograph the electromagnetic field around a human being, a tomato plant, a puppy dog. It doesn't matter. All living things have an electromagnetic energy field around it, and a Carillion photography can take a photograph of it. So that was one of the things used to help develop the energy cleaner. We have testimonials there written by people that we know and trust, such as Steve Whitman, who gives myself and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life. He gives the energy cleaner credit for curing his wife of lupus. It's all there to be read at my website at thelibertyman.com. Now, in addition to the bed pad method, there's also the bathtub and hot tub method to use an energy cleaner. If your home has a bathtub, you simply do the following. You take the power cord of the energy cleaner, the one that comes with it, attach a metal spoon, to conduct, and a spoon because no sharp edges. Attach that to the alligator clip, which is attached to the energy cleaner. Fill up the tub all the way with comfortably warm water. Drop that spoon in there while you keep the energy cleaner safely dry off to the side. Get in that tub and stay in it until the water starts cooling down, or just keep adding water. With a hot tub, you do the following. About 24 hours before you want to use the hot tub, turn down the temperature to 98 degrees. It takes a long time for that much water to cool down. Do the same thing. A metal spoon with the alligator clip, drop it in the hot tub and relax in there, getting that water up to your chin, and relax there for an hour. Very effective ways. The bathtub method and the hot tub method, they literally immerse your entire body in that signal, don't they, Tom?
Yeah, that's true, John. And something else to keep in mind, I know we talk about the various pads that can be used, but it's nice to have some aluminum foil handy for emergencies. Just this week, I've talked to two ladies who had injured their knee, and advised them to just loosely wrap some foil, one or two layers around that knee, and clip that energy cleaner cable onto that, and they'll be amazed as to how that will help with the pain and the swelling. In many cases, John, we've heard that the pain actually is totally gone in an hour or so, and the swelling will be reduced to nearly nothing. And the healing will rapidly advance, and they'll be just fine. So hopefully both of these nice ladies will get that type of relief. Hope to hear back from both of them, and we can report their success later.
Absolutely. Well, we get interesting reports, and people just bubbling over with joy that the pain's gone, that they got their life back. And we get mixed reviews. We had a gentleman, was it last week? He said he's getting good results. his wife isn't, and I think it had some issue with his daughter. And sometimes it's a mixed bag. But I've been doing this long enough. I've sent hundreds of these units all over the planet, everywhere except the Antarctic. And the majority of reports I get back are very positive. Now, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, I do get some units returned. It's about, maybe 1% or 2%. It's a very small number compared to the number of units that go out. Now, I always wonder, Tom, if these people ever actually used it or used it properly. I know I loaned a unit to a local businessman. He had some back issues. It was compromising his chosen career. And I provided an aluminum screen with it. And the screen was rolled up. And when I got it back, a month later, it obviously had never been unrolled. And I know I'm customers of theirs, and they were just trying to be polite. They had the gentleman had no intention of making use of the energy cleaner. And he went on, and I think he's in the process of getting a new career since his back injury and back pain is preventing from doing his chosen career. And it's a shame, but it's just human nature, isn't it, Tom?
Well, it really is. You can't help everybody. They have to try to help themselves somewhat. It happens quite often, John. And many times I'll talk to somebody about it, and they'll tell me that they have the finest doctors and the best insurance money can buy, and they're not going to try anything new or different, and there's just not much you can do for them. It's always worth a try. When you offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, that's long enough for everybody to give it a try and see how it's going to work for them. In the case of those that try for a very short period of time, that's not always the way to go. If they really do need to work with it for a while to see if it's going to help in their situation, and most of the time it will. And so many people have reported back that they really didn't feel anything right away, only to notice down the road that certain things that may have been an issue, even a small issue, are totally gone, and they notice those types of changes. Sometimes they're gradual, and like the two ladies I mentioned with problems with their knees, well, those types of injuries where there's a lot of swelling and intense pain in a localized area, they're the ones that will feel the best benefits from using the energy cleaner, because it will rapidly reduce that swelling, and that's where a lot of the pain is coming in. So they'll notice the results quickest. And it will take care of that problem right away. We've heard this so many times over the years about injuries and how fast they'll heal. Broken bones healing in 2 weeks, sometimes less than 2 weeks, when the medical doctors tell them they can't use that limb or move that leg or foot, arm, elbow, anything. They just can't do anything with it for at least sometimes 8 weeks or longer because of the severity of the injury. Those people many times will be walking on that leg or moving that shoulder, elbow, in 2 weeks or less. We've seen it many, many times.
Right, right. Well, it's counterintuitive. Many people, Tim Spencer has given his testimony dozens of times for the past 7-plus years. It's counterintuitive to look at a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box and be told the following. This little black plastic box can do what all these medical doctors working on you all these years haven't been able to do with the multi-million-dollar hospitals and diagnostic equipment that they have, with every pharmaceutical product known to mankind. This little black plastic box can do what none of those have done for you for the last 3 years or 8 years or 20 years in the case of Tim Spencer. It's counterintuitive to believe that that can become reality, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's true, John. Very true. We just keep plugging along here, and we have so many thousands of people using these energy cleaner units all over the world. I know there's several units on cruise ships. They've been used there. And I know of one gentleman who uses it in his airplane as he flies that plane from point to point. He says it works great. And so there's no limit to where this type of technology can be put to use. I think it's quite handy, though, to have one of these in every home. Keep one in your car if you can, and carry a roll of aluminum foil just in case there is an injury. Because, John, I've told the story before how I broke the little finger on my left hand working on a lawnmower, and that finger was sticking out sideways. I mean, it was very painful, and the swelling was really starting right away, and the bruising was incredible.
Hold that thought. We got a break, Tom. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 2nd of August. Now, you're sitting out there, you're thinking, boy, what are these guys talking about? Energy cleaner, my back hurts. Energy cleaner, I can't sleep. Hey, think about it. Do you want relief? $285 shipping included to American zip codes for the energy cleaner. The mattress pads, they vary in price depending on what size you get. We have twin size, full, queen, king. Just got a couple more California kings in. And, of course, a handy travel size. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I take PayPal. You can go right to my website. make your purchase using PayPal. And by the way, PayPal now takes payments. If you live in the USA, you need to spread that dollar amount out over a few months. You can do so. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Diners Club. You can send me a check or money order. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Trying to make this easy as possible for you guys. I have a toll-free hour line also, answered by very polite young men and women in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. Very well trained. They can take your order. Here's that call-in number to do your order over the telephone, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. It's as simple as we can make it. When I get your order, typically the order goes out the next business day. Sometimes I get behind in inventory and we get caught up as quick as we can. That's going to vary from time to time. But I'm on this. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs up the energy cleaner and takes it to the little country post office in Cherryville. When you place your order for a mattress pad, I'm also the guy that boxes that up. I reconfigure these mattress pads. These mattress pads are originally manufactured to be heating pads. I take them one at a time, and I reconfigure the wiring to be compatible with the energy cleaner. I do that myself, one at a time, all done by hand. So what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner, get your life back, and get on to doing the things that you've been putting off for years. Right, Tom?
That's right, John. That's what we do. And to finish my story real quick about injuring my hand, what hurt the most was pulling that finger out and setting it, getting it right in the back in the right spot. Now, that was painful, and the swelling was really starting to take place. I wrapped it with, first I made a splint and taped that finger to the adjacent finger, and I wrapped it with foil and clipped the energy cleaner cable onto that, and within an hour, the swelling was nearly gone. By the next day, there was no bruising. And I'd say about a week to a week and a half later, I don't remember exactly, but it was totally healed. And I was using it hand like nothing ever happened. So I doubt if you'd have the same results with an injury like that going to the emergency room. You have to do what you have to do, but there was no... It wasn't compound fracture, but that bone was definitely broken all the way. And I've never had another problem with that hand at all. So it's amazing, but it does really help if you have any kind of a broken bone. It will really rapidly increase the healing and mending of that bone. So that was my experience, but others have reported similar things. And
I know they
quite
have.
It's really handy to have that energy cleaner in your inventory of preparedness items, along with some aluminum foil for injuries like that. It really helps with swelling and mending of many different situations. Yeah, and surgical wounds, John. People that have had any type of surgery, they'll get home from the hospital, and I always tell them to get some foil and put it over that area. Clip that energy cleaner cable to it. You'll be amazed at how much faster that surgical incision will heal. And so many times the doctors are just absolutely amazed when they see that patient for their follow-up visit. And then also, John, several people have told me that it will heal and absolutely no scarring. They can't really even tell where the incision was made. That's happened many, many times. So it's really handy for that.
Well, it's simple, it's effective, it's cost-effective, and I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Tom, can you think of anything else I can do to get the word out to people and make it easier for them?
No, we've done everything we can, and most of the time it's word of mouth. People
That's
share
right.
with their friends. And
That's right.
goes from there.
Tom, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back open line. Stay tuned.